You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Hydraulic fracturing in modern oil and gas production uses a lot of water, a commodity that's in short supply in northwestern Oklahoma's booming oil field. To get the water, energy companies lay temporary pipelines atop private property. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, a county commissioner and a class action lawsuit are raising questions about this common practice.
Driving down a stretch of road in rural Oklahoma, like this one near Alva in Woods County, it's easy to ignore the thin strip of land sandwiched between the gravel and the fence line. But this grassy, dusty ditch is important real estate out here in oil and gas country.
They've got this pipe going forever. That's how they get water, fresh water from a well or a pond or whatever, and they get it to the location for fracking purposes.
Brandon McCamey is the foreman at Shirley Farms, which makes money selling seedweed and running cattle. Today, he's spending most of the day breaking ice and helping unload a truck of young and lively Red Angus. Hey! But out here, the big business is under the ground, not on top of it. This is the Mississippi Lime, one of Oklahoma's most booming oil plays. To bring fresh water in and move waste fluid out, energy companies string miles of temporary plastic pipe along the side of the road on private property, and they rarely ask the landowners for permission or pay them for the privilege. McCamey says the 8-inch thick, stiff plastic tubing is a nuisance.
I mean, whenever the pipe was there, you couldn't drive over it. You'd drag it, you'd catch on pickups, and I'll back up here. And you can see they've almost pulled that guy's mailbox over.
They couldn't get to their mailbox. The mail person couldn't get there because there's a line running right beside the mailbox. They didn't know who to call. They didn't know who it was that laid it there.
Randy McMurphy is the District 2 Commissioner in Woods County, where the water pipeline controversy and uncertainty started. See, the state of Oklahoma doesn't regulate these water lines. Counties do. Private citizens own the land, but the county has an easement alongside roads it maintains. The oil companies fill out a permit, pay the county a fee, and put their temporary water pipelines in the county's easements, which can be used for public utilities. After nonstop complaints from landowners, McMurphy decided to change his district's permit, requiring energy companies to get landowner permission before they laid water lines.
It's not considered a public utility. It's for private gain, is the way I take it.
McMurphy says oil companies weren't happy with his permit change, but a 1982 opinion by the Oklahoma Attorney General's office seems to agree with him. The Attorney General at the time, Jan Eric Cartwright, wrote that these water lines aren't common carriers. Utilities like railroads, telephone or electric lines, or big state-regulated oil and gas pipelines.
Anything that's not a public utility or has to do with public transportation needs to have permission of the abutting landowner. Do you want me to take what I think is illegal money?
But that's not standard practice around the state. The Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association says a county permit is all the oil companies need. But several prominent landowners in northwest Oklahoma share Commissioner Murphy's reading of the law. They have filed a class action lawsuit against two big Oklahoma energy companies, Sandridge and Chesapeake, over water lines they say were laid without permission or financial compensation. Despite the uncertainty, Commissioner McMurphy says energy companies are probably still laying water lines, just without permits. McCamey, the farm foreman, says landowners sometimes solve pipeline problems themselves.
If you don't get it buried, we're going to take a chainsaw to it.
There is talk that a new state law might be needed to determine authority over energy industry water lines, but no specific bills are being considered. Until then, it's in the hands of courts, county commissioners, and cowboys armed with chainsaws. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.